A spokeswoman for the Daniel Boone National Forest says spray paint-related vandalism in the U.S. forested area is an increasing problem. Recent defacing of signage and boat ramps in the London area was reported this week. Daniel Boone Public Affairs Specialist Kim Bonacorso says such vandalism is not limited to one area of the forest.
It's hard to catch someone who comes to a remote area in the forest with a can of neon pink spray paint and decides to deface nature.
Bonacorso says some spray painting vandals were caught last year and were fined and required to try to clean up the damaged areas. In addition to inappropriate paint use, Bonacorso says tree and rock carvings and even lootings of archaeological sites occur. While additional ecological education in schools about protecting public lands might help, Bonacorso says vandals may not hear that message.
They probably know that what they're doing is wrong already. So I think it's just a deviant behavior that's going to be maybe somewhat hard to change.
Bonacorso says fines and jail time are potential penalties for violators. She says some of the harshest penalties pertain to those who might loot archaeological sites. For WEKU, I'm Stu Johnson.